From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palka reporting. Car bombing in Afghanistan. An Afghan government official says the death toll in the suicide bombing in western Kabul has climbed to 24, with at least 40 wounded. The bomber appeared to have rammed into a minibus, but an Interior Ministry spokesman said it's not clear whether the bus and its occupants were the target. Taliban has claimed responsibility. Two Jordanians were killed and an Israeli was wounded by gunfire in a heavily fortified Israeli compound in Jordan's capital. The Israeli Foreign Ministry said one of two Jordanian workers lunged at a security guard with a screwdriver. Michael Fishbach, a Middle East expert at Randolph-Macon College, is alarmed at the rising tensions.
There's been a lot of frustration, certainly among Palestinians in recent years, frustration at any number of sources. And something like this, which deals with religion, is just as if it's a third rail. And so that, I think, is what all parties are desperate to try to avoid, is the outbreak of another mass uprising.
The UN Security Council is to meet in emergency session today. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has met the Saudi and Kuwaiti rulers to discuss ways to end the diplomatic crisis between Qatar and four other Arab countries, which cut ties with Qatar in June, accusing it of supporting extremists. Qatar denies the allegation. Erdogan meets Qatar's leader today. Middle East Institute scholar and former U.S. ambassador to the UAE, David Mack, tells VOA that Turkey has a vested interest in all of this.
Turkey has been a direct victim of this, and for Turkey, being able to join in with others in a common front against the threat of the so-called Islamic State and Al-Qaeda and similar extremist organizations is very important.
This is VOA News. Jared Kushner, the son-in-law and close advisor of U.S. President Donald Trump, says he did not collude with any foreign governments or have any improper contacts. Kushner released a statement Monday ahead of appearing for a closed-door questioning before the Senate Intelligence Committee and another planned session Tuesday in front of the House Intelligence Committee. Kushner wrote, "The record and documents I am providing will show that I had perhaps four contacts with Russian representatives out of thousands during the campaign." Of the now infamous meeting last June with a Russian attorney and other figures connected to Moscow, Kushner claims in the statement that when he arrived at Trump Tower, he was late and texted an associate to call his cell so that he could leave the meeting graciously once it appeared to be a waste of his time. The entire 11-page statement is now available on our website at voanews.com. Police in the U.S. city of San Antonio, Texas, say they found 8 people dead in the back of an extremely hot tractor trailer. A 9th victim died in a hospital hours later. There were 30 survivors, including 2 school-aged children, along with 20 survivors in critical condition. No word on the nationality of the immigrants. VOA asked Neil Green of the Coalition to Combat Human Trafficking in Texas if this was people smuggling or human trafficking.
For legal purposes, if you have paid somebody to get you across the border with the intent that you're going to go to work somewhere, and you get caught on the other side of the border, whether it's in a stash house or a trailer or whatever, at this point, you have been smuggled. And for legal purposes and for charges to be brought against anybody, in order for it to be human trafficking, you've got to be able to prove force, fraud, or coercion. And you can't do that in this case.
San Antonio's fire chief says it was likely no one would have survived another night in the trailer after a day in which temperatures reached 38 degrees Celsius. Poland's president says he's vetoing 2 of the 3 bills recently passed by lawmakers to reform the country's judicial system. Andrzej Duda announced his decision on television Monday, days after mass street protests. He says the decision is as follows, namely, I have decided that I will send it back to the lower house of parliament, which means I will veto the bill on the Supreme Court, as well as the one about the National Council on the Judiciary. Both bills are generally seen as challenges to the independence of the judicial system and are part of a legal overhaul planned by the ruling Law and Justice Party. The third bill reorganizes the functioning of local courts, and Duda says that he will sign that one. This is Joe Palka reporting. Reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.